Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Before we get into the episode, I want to tell you guys and announce that the trailer for one of the most highly anticipated films of 2021 is finally here. Lyle Tommy's Aretha Franklin biopic, Respect, is set for release on August 13, 2021. It's starring Jennifer Hudson, Forest Whitaker, Mary J. Blige, and Marlon Wayans. The link to check out that trailer is here in the description. Make sure you guys go and check out that movie when it's released. On today's episode, I'm going to be answering a question that I got in my Instagram DMs. I posted on my Instagram page the other day, just any questions that you guys have, because I was going to be recording bonus episodes, and I got a question that I often get, and so I wanted to address it here. The question said, how do I know if I'm operating in my purpose? So many of you guys ask questions related to purpose, and the fact that you ask me or anybody else this question lets me know that you're actively seeking that fulfillment, that you're actively seeking what God created you to do. But I want to give the message really quickly that never look anywhere outside of God for what your purpose is. Never seek man for what only God knows. I'm gonna say that again. Never seek man for what only God knows. Yes, we have prophets who are able to speak the mysteries of God. Absolutely. We have wise people that we have here on earth that we can discuss, but they are never supposed to replace you going to the Father for yourself. The reason why he gave us the Holy Spirit, when Jesus ascended back to heaven after his resurrection, he sent the Holy Spirit as a gift on the day of Pentecost so that we have a guide, so that we have a teacher for us in our everyday life. It's not for us to then replace the Holy Spirit with someone else. And I think the root problem that a lot of us don't want to address and or that we want to rush past is building a relationship with God. This episode is brought to you by Every Plate. You guys know that I love to cook, right? I like cooking delicious meals for my family, but as a mom who cooks fresh meals for my baby, along with cooking for my husband and I, thinking of what to make for dinner, getting the ingredients to make the meal, and even trying to find new creative meals instead of the same old, can be a bit of a hassle at times. This is why I enjoy meal kits that make cooking convenient and spice things up in the kitchen. Every Plate is a meal kit that delivers right to your door the ingredients to make gourmet meals at just a fraction of the price of other meal kits. What I love about Every Plate is that it saves me time and money. Two of my favorite things, right? I don't have to think and shop and all of these things. Everything that I need is right there. It was so easy to order. They have so many delicious meals, such a huge variety, and I got excited again about cooking dinner. At first, I was a little bit skeptical, thinking that meal kits might be expensive, but now I'm convinced that you can get the same deliciousness at a much lower price. Try Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off your next two boxes by going to everyplate.com and entering code BLESSED199. Again, you can try Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off your next two boxes by going to everyplate.com and entering code BLESSED199. Let's get back to the show. And so I don't want us to focus so much on step 10. How do I know if I'm living my purpose? What business am I supposed to start? The big things. But let's focus on the most important thing, which is a relationship with God. The Bible talks about purpose a lot. It says that in Jeremiah 29:11, which is a very popular scripture, he said, I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope in the future. Romans 8:28 is one we hear all the time as well, to where it says that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so when we look at the different scriptures talking about purpose and assignment and things like that, it's always talking about his plan, his purpose, his. And so in order for you to find out what yours is, you need to go to him and not try to overlook the most important step of all of this, which is to build a relationship with God. And I did an episode on this, and I don't remember what it is. But in the episode, I talk about how we've made purpose selfish. And if it's about self, then just do something that makes you feel good. But if you're talking about doing what you were created to do, you have to go to the creator to figure that out. And go to the creator, not just for him to give you what you want, but go to the creator to figure out what it is that he has for you to do right now. It may not be attached to a business or a platform or a brand or something like that, or a job. It may be something as simple as I want you to forgive this person. It may be I want you to start reading your Bible every single day. Whatever it is that it may be willing and open and have ears to hear what it is that he's saying and not necessarily what you are looking to hear from him. Another aspect of this is we all have common purposes, right? We are to love the Lord. We are to live righteously. We are to win souls for the kingdom of God. So these are things that you can start doing now and know that you're operating in your purpose. Is what you're doing bringing glory to God? That's a part of your purpose. And so we have these generalized things that the Bible tells us that we're to do that's in alignment with how God calls us to live. But for most of you guys, and I believe for the person who asked this question as well, you want to know a specific assignment, and that you have to go to God for. Nobody can tell you that. They may reveal certain things, but you still need to go back and fact check with God. You still need to go back and seek him for the details, for the specific, for the time frame. So do not try to skip the relationship with God. And there's so many podcast episodes on how to do that. So just go to blessedandbossedup.com and you can search on there to see. You can search any keyword and episodes that are relevant to what you're looking for will pop up. So go ahead and do that. But I wanted to answer that real quick for this bonus episode. That's it. I'm excited about the episode coming Sunday, you guys. That episode is all about wealth building for beginners. So if you're someone who's looking to build wealth, check that out this Sunday. It's going to be released. Then you can also go to my Instagram at Tatum Tamia. We went live to catch the replay. Thank you guys so much for listening to this bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Our short midweek episodes to give you a little extra encouragement to get over the hump. I will see you guys this Sunday in our full episode. Bye.
Si conoce a alguien que vive de forma ilegal en Estados Unidos, pronto lo volverá a ver, porque volverá a casa. Me llamo Kristi Noem, soy la Secretaria de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos. Puede evitar problemas descargándose la app CBP Home y deportándose de forma segura. Recibirá ayuda económica, un vuelo gratis y la posibilidad de volver de forma legal. Si no lo hace, lo encontraremos, multaremos y echaremos a la fuerza. Bajo el fuerte liderazgo del presidente Trump, nuestras leyes se cumplen y nuestra frontera es segura.